This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find it at churchonline.com. But we spell that uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I'm thinking about the Olympic Games. I don't know if you've been enjoying any of the Winter Olympic Games coming to us from Milan, Italy, but it's been just an amazing time to see some of the world's greatest athletes, winter sports athletes, just giving it their all. And it doesn't matter what it is. According to the Olympic Committee, there's 3,500 plus athletes representing 93 countries. And so many of the winter sports are just all out. You know, you think about those guys with the bobsled or the luge. They just run as fast as they can, and they just hang on and slide down that hill as fast as they dare. Or it's the same thing, like super giant slalom. That's another one. I saw that the other day. People going down that mountain just as fast as they can. And if you make the slightest mistake, you might find yourself airlifted off the mountain. I mean, the Winter Olympic sports especially is that just maximum ability, as fast as you would dare to go. It's like the adventure of those winter sports. But the more I watch those athletes, the more I realized that's how we're supposed to think about our walk of faith with Jesus Christ. I refer to this as the adventure of Christianity. Christianity is not supposed to be this boring, we're going to sit in the pews kind of thing. In fact, the church today sounds a whole lot more like, if you remember in The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, there's the character Bilbo Baggins, and he wants nothing to do with that sort of lifestyle. He says, there's a line, he says, sorry, I don't want any adventures, thank you, not today, good morning, come back to tea anytime. Just leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with having that kind of life. And then, of course, we know the story. It ends up being this incredible adventure that he has. Well, listen to the words of Jesus, and this is going to come from Matthew chapter 16, 24 through 25. By the way, this is also repeated in Mark chapter 8, Luke chapter 9. Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Do you hear that all out, give it your all kind of mentality in the words of Jesus? Listen to those words again. If anyone desires to come after me, be his follower, he has to take up his cross. Now remember, in the first century, if someone is taking up their cross, that means that they are leaving their life behind. People who are taking up their cross don't live much longer than that. So he's saying, give it your whole life, give it your all. He says, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. That's the key to the whole thing. And then even reiterates that in the next verse, whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Now, if you think about that, that sounds a whole lot like the book of Acts. The book of Acts, we see people doing exactly those things, taking up their cross, giving their whole lives, saying, like, for example, Paul and Barnabas, later he'll take Timothy along with him, Silas, these guys who said, we're going to go into what might be a hostile environment, we're going to give it our all, and we're going to tell people about Jesus. It's what we must do. And just think about how that's exactly like these athletes. They train, they give it all, and you have this one shot, or maybe multiple rounds, whatever it is, but you have this one shot to just give it your all. Now remember, when we say that, when we talk about that adventure of Christianity, that doesn't necessarily mean going to a foreign land. I mean, it could for some people, but really taking a walk around our own block, a conversation that we have in the grocery store, or just, I don't know, maybe take an unexpected trip with a member of your own family who doesn't know Jesus, could turn into this unexpected adventure. If we don't have that attitude like Bilbo Baggins, no, I don't want any adventures today. I don't want any, you know, Bilbo might say, I don't want any evangelism today. I'm just happy here in my own home. But that's not what Jesus is calling us to. When he says, pick up our cross and follow him, that means to live like he did, giving it our all. So then, what's holding us back? If you paused and thought about that for a minute, is it like Bilbo Baggins? We just have our comfortable life and we want things to stay that way? Maybe what is stopping us today? Maybe we think, oh, I don't know, we're just too old for something like that. That's for younger folks. Or maybe we think, I just don't have enough knowledge. I don't know enough about the faith. And if somebody asked me a hard question, I wouldn't know what to do. That's the reality of this adventure of faith. Jesus even tells us if we are studying our scripture, if we are following after the Holy Spirit, he's going to give us the words to say, especially in that context. That's how the adventure of Christianity works, taking that step of faith. Again, imagine that skier or snowboarder, because I see this as well, snowboarder cross, they call it. There's all of these snowboarders in a line holding on to that gate, and as soon as that tone sounds, they pull as hard as they can, and they get down into that position, and they slide down that hill, going over jumps and around curves and this kind of thing, just giving it their all. And the one person that's going to win is the one person that doesn't hold back. Again, the words of Jesus, anyone who desires to come after me in the starting gate, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. As hard as you can, go down that hill, for whoever wants to, or whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Again, as we start thinking about those Olympic Games, maybe you're watching those on TV, or I don't know, maybe this doesn't really relate to you, but you could think of other ways that this fits into somebody's life. I think about other sports where you just have to simply hang on and give it your all. All of that kind of thing should really remind us. Paul uses that kind of terminology later. He talks about how we are like athletes and we train. We train our bodies so that we could do this, just like those world-class athletes. So I want to encourage today, just come on, let's get out there. Let's run this race that is laid out for us. Let us be reminded that Jesus has done so much for us. It is really the very least we could do is give it our all for him. Just a little word of encouragement for you today. And of course, I know that may be a big challenge this morning. You may not be thinking that way. You may be thinking, again, a little bit more like Bilbo Baggins. I'm comfortable in my home. Thank you very much. No, it's time for us to get into the game of life, the Christian life that Jesus has called us to.